Good morning. On behalf of Montega, welcome to the earnings call of the Apontis Pharma AG regarding the preliminary fiscal figures of the financial year 2022. The CEO, Karl-Heinz Gast, CFO, Thomas Zimmermann, and CPO, Thomas Mills, will give you a presentation on the results in a moment. Afterwards, there will be enough time for our Q&A session. Questions can be asked by audio line or during the presentation and afterwards by chat. We are looking forward to the results, and I hand over to Mr. Gast.
Thank you, Mrs. Paul. Welcome to Apontis Pharma earnings call, full year results 2022. Thank you for your interest in Apontis Pharma. On the today's call, from Apontis Pharma side are Thomas Mills, our Chief Product Officer, Thomas Zimmermann, our CFO, and my name is Karl-Heinz Gast, and I'm CEO of Apontis Pharma. We are happy to present, I think, good figures of Apontis Pharma. I think we had a lot of very good achievements in 2022 to bring us forward to our vision to establish single pill as a gold standard for better life together every day. This means that, and our objective is to reach that in 2026, physicians will give to patients single pills whenever available. We have a clear mission how we will achieve this vision due to the fact that we are passionate to maximize the potential of the active ingredients of single pills through treatment simplification and substitution with single pills. For the audience who is not that familiar with single pills, a short introduction into single pills. The story behind is no more grandma's muesli, because a lot of patients have to take a lot of treatments, a lot of medications. A lot of patients have to take more than 10 medications per day. Our goal is to deliver increased treatment adherence with single pills and to give the possibility and opportunity to the patients and the physicians that they can get a single pills to substitute their individual loose combinations. You see on the left side this nice elderly lady with an issue to take a lot of medication. What we are doing in our development is that we try to develop all possible dosages for the single pills, which are available as a loose combination. You see that on the right side, that for example, for this product ABZ, we would develop four presentations to allow the patients and the physicians the optimal treatment, the individual treatment, as with a single pill, with a loose combination. Starting with the 2022 results and achievements, the financial highlights for the last year is that we were able to prove with the single pills, as we set in the guidance of 2022, with more than 16% to 36.5 million euros single pill revenues. Also, our total revenues grew by close to 9%, up to 55.7 million euros. Also, our EBITDA is growing with 3.2 million to 5.6 million euros in 2022. I think it's very good achievement for our company. Thomas Zimmermann will later on give you the more detailed information about the financial figures of Apontis Pharma. First, I would like to give you also insights about our achievements beyond the financial figures, because this drives also our future success. So our single pill achievements, I have made three different points: employees, patients, customers, And we also will give you first insights about ESG at Apontis Pharma. So what have we achieved for our patients? In 2022, we were able to expand the number of patients with single pills of Apontis Pharma by 60K patients versus previous year. So at the year end, there were 330,000 patients on single pills of Apontis Pharma. From our side, very nice achievements. And we know that with this achievement, we have changed a lot of patients' life and they can benefit from the value of our single pills. And additional, we have strong evidence of single pills confirmed by new studies. And this will also help that more patients will get access to single pills. And last but not least, the biggest statutory health insurance company in Germany, the so-called Techniker Krankenkasse, published a positive vote about the value of single pills to their patients. And you can see that here, and I would like to focus on the bottom line, what they said to their patients. Ask whether your high blood pressure medications can be prescribed as a single pills. And less is more, single pill treatments offers additional value for the patients. So thanks also to Thomas Mills and his market access team for this big achievement. Looking to the customers, we have a substantial increase in acceptance of the additional value of single pills versus loose combination. I was able to join market research events in the last 2 weeks. And I saw that most of the physicians were pretty clear about the value of single pills. Single pills deliver additional treatment adherence, and this additional treatment adherence brings additional value to the patients to reduce the risk for cardiovascular events. And this is also seen in the number of digital patient identifications for our single pills. This activities increased by close to 60% to 4,240 identifications to our products. And that means one search means a physician looks to his software and search for the perhaps a combination Ramipril amlodipine or clandestatin amlodipine or whatever. And this search is driven by a high commitment of this physician for single pills. And to get more insights about our customers, we launched in the second half of 2022, the so-called substitution adoption letter. And you can see here on the bottom line that at stage three, that means the physician accepted the value of single pills and he will substitute loose combinations by single pills and he will do action to get patients to single pills. And stage five means that these physicians are treating single pills in a very structured way, that they look to their whole patient group and identify then the respective patients for single pills of Apontis Pharma. For our employees, the employees are our main asset to bring single pills as a gold standard. So therefore, to increase our employer attractiveness, we launched a long-term retention program, a stock program for all employees with a three-year duration. And to get more attractive for newcomers, we offer them 1,500 shares for a five-year duration at Apontis Pharma. And so we are also happy that in our annual employee survey, there is a huge commitment of our employees to strategy of Apontis Pharma and the single pill treatment concept and the value of the single pill treatment concept. And I would like to show you that in the And a small figure of this survey, you see the vision is very well accepted with 88%, and even the situation that single pills are with this great value for patients, 98 of our employees are convinced that single pills will offer a great advantage to doctors, to patients, and the German healthcare system. And I'm also happy that 94% of our employees said, I can contribute to create added value for patients with my work. And so this is also my thoughts about that, what we are doing at Apontis Pharma, and that we are able to deliver this great value to patients. This drives me every day to my office. And the overall engagement score at Apontis Pharma is 89. Perhaps you're not familiar with this employee engagement score. This means the commitment to strategy, to the company. And so in comparison to the past, when we were part of UCB, the UCB company as total had score between 75 to 80. So this is a real strong engagement. And I think this is also why our employees are this great, have this great value to fulfill our mission and vision. And so I, in a nutshell, would like to give you a short overview about first achievements in ESG. So we, as single pills are, I think, of clear value in case that you need only one package instead of two or three. So we are really convinced that we will also have a positive impact to the environment. So we have also in mind our employees. And so we launched the stock program for employees to participate, that they will be able to participate in the company's success. And last but not least, in the government field, Thomas Simon is in the lead for ESG. He launched code of conduct, anti-bribery, anti-corruption policy. And we also launched in September the whistleblower hotline. So I think we are doing much more than a company of our size and in the scale segment is has to do. And but governance is also in our DNA. And I would like to give you a short impression about the value of single pills in CO2 footprint, the advantage versus loose combinations. So together with Ernst & Young, Thomas Zimmermann made a first study to compare loose combination versus single pills. And then you can see that looking to the CO2 footprint, we have a reduction between 36 and more than 40%. I think first nice achievement, and in future roadshow calls and earning calls, we will address much more also this ESG topic. So, and we made also additional achievements in clinical evidence of our single pills, because that's the base to convince physicians of the value of single pills. And you see, we were able to have three new studies in 2022. The START 2.2, where we were able to show that the single pill concept improves persistence and clinical outcomes across all the products. And then very new, and this was an amazing success, the SECURE trial, where the first time ever it was we were able to show in a prospective trial the advantage of single pills versus loose combinations. And last but not least, also the NEPTUNO trial showed positive results for single pills. And you see we have now a broad documentation about the advantages and the value of single pills for the patients. So I'm very happy that we have this big achievement and then that we can be sure that we will save a lot of lives with our single pills. And in a nutshell, the results of the SECURE trial. And you see with the red bar that the reduction, the risk, overall risk reduction in this trial was -24% versus the loose combinations. And these are really impressive figures. So if you look to landmark trials, if you can achieve risk reduction more than 20%, it's real world class. And this strong result resulted also in publication in the New England Journal of Medicine, one of the most recommended journals for cardiovascular diseases. So we are happy to see that results. And I would like to give you one special information. What we see in the SECURE trial is that the benefit for the patients started at an early stage. You see the two lines are dividing from the beginning. And the advantages of the treatment increases over the course of the treatment. So for the fast uptake of the benefit of Iltria, it's a triple combination with ramipril, atorvastatin, and aspirin, is that the effect of aspirin is, is only 5 to 7 days. And if you are in compliance with aspirin, you increase your risk very fast. And this is also a finding from the SECURE trial. And this is a the next step, what we are doing in new clinical studies to check the compliance of aspirin and the impact to patients' lives. And so, bringing a single pill forward, you have two goals. One goal is to increase the awareness, the acceptance, and the substitution from loose combinations to single pills. And the second goal, and this is the base also for our future success, is our single pill pipeline. And I think Thomas Mills and his team made a big step forward in 2022 to foster our pipeline. So Thomas, floor is yours.
Yeah, thanks, Karl-Heinz. Yeah, let's have a look. What are the achievements in 2022 in the last year regarding the single pill portfolio itself? You can see we have successfully launched in Germany mid of last year, 3 new single pills. You can see it in the left box. In the second box, you can see from our own developments regarding our short and mid-term pipeline, we have submitted to the authority in Germany 2 new dossiers for Carmelo HCT and Carmelo Arthur. These products will come, hopefully, and we are confident that it will also be fulfilled by end of next year, so 2024. In our license partnership business area, we got the information that Rosacilib, our cooperation with Krika, hopefully it will be launched mid of that year, is also submitted to a marketing authorization in Germany last year. We closed 2 new own development agreements with our cooperation partner Midas, which will fulfill and complete and will be added to our own development portfolio, which will come to market around about 2026. And also looking to our short-term pipeline, we closed 3 new license agreements. We are confident that those products will come to the German market by end or in the second half of 2024. All that new contracts and these achievements were fulfilled in the last year, 2022. Having a look to the current short-term pipeline 2023, I'm happy that there's not any great or worse change to our last presentations. So we are very confident that we can launch three new single pills, all licensed in products in that year, in 2023. You can see our plan is round about the summertime. These three single pills will come to the German market. That is the pipeline at least for 2023. And having a look to 2024, also there is no change to our latest roadshows and information we gave to you. So we see four new single pills in Germany in the upcoming new year 2024. Just to remind you, the two red colored ones are from the own development area, and the blue colored ones, as always, represent the in-licensing part. And also, so our current pipeline being existing of 10 single pills will be expanded by another three in 2023 and by another four in 2024, that we will have by end of 2024 17 single pills being in the market in Germany. Having an outlook also to the long-term situation, currently myself and my team are proving in total 33 new single pills beyond the already 10 existing ones. I give the information that three already are in registration, and currently four own developments are running. In total, five in-licensing agreements were closed in the last months and years. And we are in a very final step to negotiate and to finally negotiate another four that is not at rest yet. And another 17, as you are knowing us, are still in improvement, is it from the financial side, from the medical side, and so on, worth to step into a very advanced negotiation. That is, I think, all about, in a nutshell, about the single pill business, representing our most important pillar. You can see it on the left side again. That is the already launched 10 single pills in Germany. You can see all our partners for the own development and also the in-licensing partnerships we are doing with companies being existing in the southern part of Europe and in the eastern part of Europe. Having also a closed outlook to the right side, our second business pillar of Apontis Pharma, that is the cooperation activities, mainly for the patent protected medication area, that is not single pills in total. These are patent protected products in the past from Novartis and currently more and more from AstraZeneca. And here is the good news, looking back to the last year, 2022, that our since 2021 being existing cooperation with AstraZeneca for the COPD product Trixio was prolonged for the whole year 2023. So also here, the partnership is ongoing for the whole calendar year 2023. And to have more focus on single pills, as we have already announced beginning of last year, we have divested gynecological products, which are not belonging anymore to our business strategy, to another company, international company. And so I think you can see all our efforts are going more and more to expand our single pill products, the single pill portfolio. And that is the most important business strategy pillar of Apontis Pharma.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas, for this big achievements. And I think we made a big step forward in as a single pill company. From the view of the customers, that they see Apontis Pharma That's the company who is really fighting for the patients and for the single pill treatments. And on the other hand, the awareness of Apontis Pharma as a potential partner for the German market has increased that much that we have now the situation that a lot of possible partners offers also products to Apontis Pharma because they see that we were able to do most or best marketing and sales in Germany. And now Thomas Zimmermann will give you more details about the financial developments in 2022.
Yeah, thank you very much, Karl-Heinz. Good morning, also welcome from my side. And 2022 was a very successful year regarding revenue and profit. Both revenue and EBITDA exceeded slightly our guidance, and the revenue growth of nearly 9% was driven by single pill, which grew by 16.2%. Due to the strong single pill performance, the share of single pills increased from 62 to 66% last year. EBITDA increased strongly to €5.6 million, and our EBITDA margin is 10%. Adjusted by IPO costs of €3.5 million in last year, EBITDA slightly decreased by €300,000 in 2022. This slide shows the sales development per segment. And the single pills increased by 16.2% in 2022. And 6 out of 7 single pills launched before 2022 had double-digit growth. We have Atoromib with a plus of €3.6 million or 25% growth, Tonotec with €1 million or 16% growth, and Tonotec HGT with €600,000 or 41% growth. They're the biggest contributors. Q4 22 was impacted by our relaunch strategy to counter the tenders for Atoromib and Carmelo. We switched the pack sizes from 100 pills to 90 pills, and therefore we had to bring down the stock in trade to nearly zero end of 22. And this could only be reached with lower sales and lower stock. Due to the tender of Carmelo, we lost around €1 million, which means minus 18%. And this reduction was included in our guidance for this year and was lower than expected. The cooperation business decreased by 2%. Here we had two main drivers. First, reduction in the co-marketing business and an increase in the fee-per-call business, which nearly covered the loss in the co-marketing business. Uluna sales declined by 9%, which is lower than expected. The original contract with Novartis expired in June 21, and a new distribution contract with the reduced margin started in July 21. As we had to stop all marketing activities, the sales declined and will do so until the contract expires in 24. The contract with Yara Ekantra expired in September 22, and due to this, Yara Ekantra sales went down by 21% or minus €1.6 million. In contrast, the sales resulting from the fee-per-call business increased by €1.9 million and was driven by the contract with AstraZeneca regarding Glyxeo. This switch from co-marketing to fee-per-call is beneficial for the profitability. The business has no costs and we can get paid for the service, and we do not have to invest in marketing. As a result, the fee-per-call business has a 100% gross profit margin. On this slide, you see the development of EBITDA in 2022, starting from €5.9 million on the left side. This is the EBITDA adjusted by the IPO cost of €3.5 million. On the right side, we see the EBITDA of €5.6 million in 2022, which is slightly above our guidance. And on the left-hand side, you see the impact of the change of the Uluna contract and the expiration of Yara Ekantra. The change from a co-marketing contract to a distribution contract cost us €2.1 million in margin last year, and the loss of €1.6 million in the Yara Ekantra contract cost us €1.6 million sales or €900,000 in margin. So if you take this out, the pro forma adjusted EBITDA would have been €2.9 million. The core business from single pills and also fee per call contributed 4.8 million euros in gross profit last year. And this 4.8 million euros was used to invest in further marketing and sales reps, which cost 1.6 million euros, and in our increase in the salary. Then we have two one-offs. The one is the post-milestone payment, 500,000 euros, and the sale of our gynecology business, 600,000 euros, which more or less covered each other. The post-milestone payment is a change in the booking treatment. Until 21, this was distributed over time and as depreciation. And now we have to already book it from the first point of selling and launching the product. But this one-off was 500,000 euros. I think this slide here shows that the slight change of only 300,000 euros in EBITDA, that our underlying business has contributed to our profitability. This slide shows the KPIs of last year in sales and gross profit was already mentioned, but on the left-hand side below, you see the gross profit margin. This went down by 3.2 million euros and was caused by the Oudenaarde contract as well as the post-milestone payments. If you would adjust both impacts from 21 figures but and 22 figures, you would have seen an increase in our gross profit margin by 180 basis points. In addition, we repaid a shareholder loan in 21, and due to that, we saved 400,000 euros in interest expense in 2022. What is also very good is that we have, for the first time, a net profit of 2.7 million euros, and this is an increase of 3.4 million euros. On the next hand side, you see our balance sheet. And in the balance sheet, you have three main factors. On the one hand is that we have a negative total working capital. And this is caused that we have very low payment terms with our customers and very long payment terms with our suppliers. And in addition to last year, we see a drop in our trade net working capital. And this trade drop was caused by our strategy to change from the 100 to the 90 pack size for Atarmepen Caamlo, and also some supply issues end of the year where we more or less sold all our stock when we got the shipments from our suppliers. And due to this, we had low inventories end of the year and still the high payables, yes. And in 21, we had higher receivables because the banks called us in 21 not to increase our cash further to stop negative interest expense. And the banks had to pay a one-off payment to the to a special bank system of 0.4%. So this change on negative trade working capital we have is not sustainable and will go up for certain this year because we have to increase our security stock. And if we got new stock, new launches, we also have to increase our working capital. The long-term assets increased due to our milestone payments for our new developments we had, and Thomas Mills already explained. And the net cash here increased from 27 million to 34 million. And the cash itself is to 36 million euros. And the equity ratio went down from 75% to 69%. And here we have two impacts. The first is that we purchased back 1.8 million own shares. And the balance sheet total increased due to higher cash and due to higher liabilities. And therefore, the higher equity cost here reduced equity ratio. The last slide shows the cash flow statement, and you see an operating flow of 11 million euros. And I already explained that this is driven first by the very high net profit, but also by the reduced working capital we had end of 22. And this operating flow was used in our investing flow for new single pills. and we bought back own shares of 1.8 million euros. So we had a positive change in our cash of 6.5 million euros.
Yeah, thank you.
Over to Karl.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas, for guiding us through the financial figures. So all in all, we delivered a little bit more as our guidance, and we are happy that we had this successful year 2022, because that's a good starting point for us to move forward. And now I will give you a short outlook to 2023. So in single pills, we will go on in pipeline development and also to underline the scientific base of single pills with new studies and also to do a lot of congresses to increase the awareness of single pills, to educate the physicians about the advantages of single pill treatment for the patients. This is then also driven by the expansion of marketing and sales activities. And so I think what we see, and this is a first good sign from the SECURE trial, that hospitals are much more interested now in single pills than before. And for as an example, the University Hospital of Düsseldorf, they asked us about Iltria, and now Iltria is part of their medication plan for the treatment of patients with post-infarction. And we already started additional clinical activities in hospitals, and we see first positive feedback. So I think we are well positioned from a scientific point of view, and also our commercial environment and also our commercial infrastructure is well positioned to drive single pill growth further. So I think to achieve gold standard, there is the requirement of a behavior change in long-term treatment. And so we see that physicians now are aware and convinced about the outstanding benefits of single pills versus loose combinations. And therefore, driven by our excellent and reliable sales force, we will educate physicians about the value of single pills. And so I think that will work very well. The next step is to support much more the patient identification with loose combinations, because there is a huge group of patients with loose combinations with in a normal process will not see the physician. And as you know, single pills can only be initiated by the decision of a physician. So therefore, we have to change doctors' behavior to look much, much more to patients already diagnosed and treated with loose combinations. So this will be supported by digital activities. In the beginning, I already told you about the patient identification in doctor software via a search to the respective loose combinations by looking for patients with ramipril and amlodipine and so on. Now in 2023, we will launch additional digital activities to support the physicians and to bring forward much more single pill patients. And so for better understanding, so we will launch in its plan for May, so-called single pill finder. What means that? If you look to the right side, this is typical for multi-medication patients. In Germany, the physicians have to give them a so-called medication plan. It's a standard medication plan. And then there you see the APIs, you see the dosage, you see the dosage regime once daily, twice daily, three times daily. And it's not that easy for a physician to have all these medications on the medication plan to find the respective single pill. So therefore, we developed the so-called single pill finder. And you see that on the left side, that the physician can do a screenshot with the smartphone or at the PC with the medication plan. And then he will get the information which single pills of Apontis Pharma are available for the respective patient. I think this will bring a next step forward for single pills. And we have already, it will start in April, an information to physicians then if a respective patient is in doctor's office and talk to the physician, that he will get an information and pop up at his screen that this patient is available for a single pill of Apontis Pharma. And then perhaps the information is this patient could be treated with Tonotec, Iltria, or whatever. And I think what is also important to know that we have double tailwind from the target, from the development in our target group. So you see on the left side, the development of the aging society. And now the baby boomer generation will go to retirement. That means age of 65. And you see that from 2020 to 2030, the number of the population aged more than 65 in Germany will increase from 23% to 35%. And then it's good to know that with increasing age, the rise, the risk of hypertension, for example, will increase very, very fast. And looking to the population older than 60, you see that more than 60% of the population is faced by hypertension. And in the age of 70, it's much more, it's close to 75%. So this will drive the demand for our single pills. And having in mind the chart and the rise of chronic diseases, I can show you what happens in the last decade in the German market with the treatment of hypertension. You see on the right side that patient years treated with monosubstances for hypertension in Germany increased from 39 million patient years to more than 50 million patient years in 2022. And this number will increase further. And as you have seen, that the number of people older than 65 will increase very fast. So it's not a big calculation that these numbers will increase in line with this developments. And the good news for us is that there is no innovation with new substances to treat hypertension. So at least for the next 10 years, because we are aware about the development. And what we see is that the demand of our single pills will grow over also over the next decade. And as you know, our objective when we did the IPO was to have more than 20 single pills in our portfolio. We are convinced that we will achieve more than 20. And as we are now in 2023, looking to the midterm perspective, 5 years from now, we are very, very pretty sure that we will have more than 40 single pills in our portfolio beyond 2026. And additional, there will be a new market for single pills due to fact that in beyond 2026, very attractive diabetes drugs will go off patent. And so these are new opportunities for single pills with this diabetic agents and in combination with antihypertensive or lipid lowering drugs. You have to know that patients with diabetes, 70% of them has also hypertension, and most of them has also lipid lowering demand. We call that the so-called metabolic syndrome. This also offers growth opportunities for single pills in the future. And as you know, driving forward our sales, and we saw in the figures of Thomas Zimmermann that our profit is very strong top line driven. With the new launches, with the increasing of awareness and acceptance of single pill, we will grow our sales, and in line with that, we will grow our EBITDA much faster, because the cost base will not increase that much over the period. Yeah, and therefore, we will give you here our guidance for 2023. It's in line with that, what you know from the research. So we have growth with single pills in 2022. We have overall a decline due to fact that we lose close to 7 million euros in diabetes. So we have also some headwind with Atoramib due to the tender. But as Thomas Zimmermann already announced, that we have prepared our strategy, and we see now 2 months on the market, it looks like that our strategy will work, and that we will have also huge sales of Atoramib also in this year. So as I said, top line driven business, so that means that our EBITDA next year will decrease to 3.3 million euros. Looking to the midterm perspective, our single pill part of the business will increase from 65% this year up to more than 90% midterm. So with this strong increase of the single pill part, we are pretty sure that we also will achieve our goal to deliver close to around about 100 million euro sales and the EBITDA margin from approximately 30%. So thank you for your interest in Apontis Pharma. And now I will give back to Mrs. Pauls, and she will open the discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gast, Mr. Mills, and Mr. Zimmermann for the detailed presentation. We will now move over to our Q&A session. Question can be asked by audio line or chat. If you would like to ask your question directly to the management, please raise your virtual hand. If you have dialed in by phone, please press the star key followed by number 9 to enter the Q&A queue. You'll be then asked to unmute yourself by pressing the star key followed by number 6. And we already received the first question from Mr. Ehemann. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for the good presentation and the good set of figures that is reported this morning. I have 4 questions, please. And the first one would be that you mentioned that you gained a lot of attraction from outside partners for potential, so to you basically use your sales force in Germany. Would this be more in the area of the co-marketing business or more in the area of a single pill business? And maybe you can go one by one.
Yeah, so it's both.
It's both.
Yeah. It's both. So we see that we are doing a very good job in the cooperation with AstraZeneca. And so they prolonged the cooperation, and it looks, I think there's a very good opportunity that this will prolong to 2025 perhaps. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Thomas gets also offers from other or requests from other companies to discuss with us to do additional co-promotion.
Yeah, it is not, Mr. Ehman, not as Thomas Zimmermann already stated, co-marketing, because from the profit size, it's more than, again, co-promotion or fee for call, like we are doing right now with AstraZeneca. We got several, I think, offers and discussion points right now.
So we made a decision that we will not step in new co-marketing contracts due to the fact that we would like to invest all our money into our own pipeline and in our own products, not to build brands with our money from other companies.
Okay, thank you very much. And you said, well, in the press release, you implied 11% growth year by year for single pills, which is very good. But can you split it up a little bit more about where this is coming from? Is this coming from, for example, Atorimib? Or example from new single pill products?
Coming both. So as Thomas Zimmermann stated, so Atorimib was still the main growth driver, but we see also growth with the whole portfolio. As Thomas Zimmermann mentioned, 9 from 10 products delivered double-digit growth. So we had So what we see is that the awareness of single pills, all products are benefiting from that. And as I mentioned in the outlook, that there is no innovation, that, for example, our product, Tonotec, Ramipril, Amlodipine, we launched that product in 2013. And we see year by year that the loose combination Ramipril Amlodipine is growing. And this leads to a situation that also our Tonotec is growing year by year. And Biamlo, it's launched in 2015. It had growth, I think, from 20%. So despite its from a life cycle perspective of pharmaceutical or biotech product in the late stage of the life cycle. So there's a huge difference between single pills that, as I mentioned in the chart with the agent for single pills, as there is no innovation, the demand of our single pills is driven by the aging society.
Okay, thank you. And third question goes to the hospitals. You mentioned that the hospital in Düsseldorf has approached you. Could you give us a little bit more color on the potential impact of this, if this expands to other hospitals in Germany?
Yeah, so we see that the university hospitals are very aware about the SECURE trial, as it was presented at the European Society Congress in Barcelona in August, and all these heads of cardiologists in in the university area are at this congress, and they were aware. And we see that there is high awareness and acceptance of that. So it takes always some time because in hospitals they have then their so-called drug board where they take decisions 3 or 4 times per year. So then they take the decision that Iltria is now part of their medication plans. Then you have to introduce this medication plan to the different parts of a hospital. So I think we will have benefit of the hospitals, I think much more in 2024 than in 2023.
Okay, thank you. And my last question too is towards the single pill finder. I mean, it's quite a handy tool and it's very easy to use apparently. Would you be allowed to use this tool or give it to the tool to patients directly so they can take a screenshot at home from their medication plan and then say, okay, find out that they are eligible or would be eligible for single pill products? Is this allowed in Germany?
We are checking that. So thank you for this question. So we already are in discussion about this topic, but I cannot judge on that today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ehman. We will now move on with a question from Alexander Galitsa. Mr. Galitsa, please unmute yourself.
Thank you for taking the question. Maybe on your outlook for 2023, can you kind of break it down? What does it reflect in terms of tender headwinds, specifically coming from Caramlo and Atoramy, please?
So we expect a negative impact to the tenders for Atoramib in around about 4 to 4.5 million. And Caramlo, it could be also, when we see the current development, that it could be stable.
Okay, thank you. Then I also have a question on the midterm target that you have.
Yeah.
From 2023 guidance for single pills that you have indicated, until 2026, it would take you roughly on average 35% CAGR to grow to your targeted 100 million revenue. Can you just talk to the sort of expected phasing of this growth? How should it look like? Do you already expect to be within this range in 2024, or given that you have new launches ramping up by that time, or do you expect it to be more sort of back-end loaded? How do you see that playing out?
So as I mentioned in the outlook, that our growth is driven by the whole portfolio. I think this is a huge difference to a biotech product between single pill and a biotech product, because a biotech product, it's new, then it's getting old. And as you see, as there is no innovation from new substances, the APIs of our single pills are not getting old. So we have then two growth drivers. One is the underlying portfolio and additional growth with the new products. So, and if we were able to deliver right in time the launches, we are very confident that we will have this big boost up to 2026.
Okay,
is that
thank
answering
you.
Your question?
Yes, that's helpful. And then also on the potential out-licensing of your own development to the outside parties, can you update where do we stand right now in terms of that activity? Do you expect it already to be launched for the upcoming launches that you have from your own pipeline, or which products do you expect to out-license to outside partners?
Yeah, Mr. Galitsa, I can answer it quickly. So it can only be done for new developments we have started more or less in the last 2 years. And so these products coming to market at earliest 2026. So of course, we are already in sourcing, in identification, in talks, in discussion with partners sitting outside of Germany within the European Union. But the impact of having then out-licensing rights to be negotiated and at the end signed could be only done for new single pills of their own development coming to market 2026 and beyond. So it's too early to call now in 2023, 2024, and 2025.
Thanks so much. Yes, that's helpful.
Okay, thank you very much. We will now move on with Mr. Scharwächter.
Perfect. Good morning, gentlemen. I hope my audio quality is sufficient. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Thanks. Perfect. Thanks. I have brought with me three smaller questions. The first one is with regards to the gross profit profile of your single pill products. And I mean, you can see in many companies a way better profitability profile for the own developed products. And I was wondering if you can agree on this, taking into account your current single pill portfolio. So in some
yes, this is true. So our single pills have a much higher profit ratio compared to the co-marketing business. This is the first statement. And the second one is that our own developments, of course, has a higher cross margin compared to licensed in products.
Okay, exactly. Perfect. The second part was the goal of my question. And the second one is looking at the new products, Lipid and HTC you mentioned. I was wondering if there's a substantial risk of cannibalization effects for the currently existing Caramlo pills.
As we already have the substitution registration, Caramlo is clearly linked to then all the patients getting candesartan amlodipine, so the two single loose combinations. And so these are the combination partners. These are triple combinations, and you can clearly prescribe it to patients which are needing then three single pills in loose combination and to be substituted by our new introductions and launches.
So an additional, so I understood your question that you say, okay, there are patients from Caramlo switch then to Caramlo Lipid or Caramlo Artur. Yeah, that's not an issue for us because we will earn much more due to the fact that for triple combination, you have the situation that the price is much, much higher and you have pay only once for wholesaler and pharmacist. So therefore, it's one positive option for us to foster perhaps this cannibalization. On the other hand, we are exclusive, I think, for years. For many years with this candesartan amlodipine atorvastatin combination. That means that we can really gain share from the candesartan amlodipine market, which is already tendered, which our share is, I think, something like 20%. And so we can also have the opportunity to get patients switch from competitors to Caramlo to Caramlo Lipid. And we see the same with Tonotec HCT. We are benefiting from Tonotec patients, but we are benefiting much more from patients from competition. Because our share in the Ramipril amlodipine business due to the tenders is something like 12 to 13% of Tonotec. And we get a lot of patients from the competitors. So therefore, it's for us fine to have also some of cannibalization because it strengthens our market position.
Perfect, thanks. And the last question is just a clarification. I'm not sure if I missed the part, going back to the internal survey you mentioned for the employees. How many have participated? I don't remember if you...
No, fair questions. You have to add that to the chart. It was more than 80%.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And also for taking my question. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we have a follow-up question from Mr. Galitsa.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking the follow-up. Just on the co-promotion opportunities, you mentioned that you potentially see further opportunities there. Can you just talk to how much of the co-promotion revenue in a steady state could you generate with the portfolio of single pills, let's say 20 plus?
It depends from the partner for the co-promotion. So for example, we did such a co-promotion with Novartis when they launched a product Entresto. So therefore, in these days, we got a lot of money from Novartis because this was a top priority product in Novartis. They could avoid to hire additional sales force. The income was more than 7 million euros per year. from such a co-promotion. So I think that should be the upper range of the potential of this co-promotion business for Apontis Pharma, perhaps with some inflation due to the fact that this business is in line with the salary development of the people. So therefore, I think 7 million as a max is a, I think, a real figure, yeah.
Thank you. And can you just remind us the AstraZeneca co-promotion is now in the range of what, around low to high, mid-single digit revenue?
Yes, yes. It's a range between 3 and 4 million.
Thank you. And just one last question on the potential risk of further tenders within your remainder of the portfolio throughout to 2026. How would you assess that?
So as we will launch new products, so therefore we expect not short-term competition. We have a lot of products. We are now exclusive. And I think for the products with tenders and so it's more or less done, because you have to know that Ramipril amlodipine, the Tonotec, it's the most prescribed ACE inhibitor and calcium channel blocker combination around the world. So all of the generic houses developed that. For example, Iltria, our atorvastatin RSS and Ramipril combination, there is no competition, despite we are on the market now for more than 7 years. So therefore, I think the golden standards we had with Canzisartan amlodipine, with Ramipril amlodipine, atorvastatin ezetimibe, because also atorvastatin ezetimibe was promoted from Merck, MSD, around the globe. So all of the big generic houses made development for this combination. But for a combination only on the market in Germany, it makes no sense to develop a generic product. Because you have to know, as when we discuss 100 million euros with more than 20 products, in average, the sale of a product is approximately 4 to 6 or 7 million euros. And for that, it makes not really sense to do a generic development for that.
Additional remark from my side, the 3 single pills we have launched last year, the mid of last year, they are exclusive. No tender danger to be seen for the 3, for example, launched products or single pills from last year, 2022.
Understood. Thank you very much. And then if I may just go back to co-promotion for one question. So basically, you still have room to expand these activities, and one could potentially also expect you to go in or onboard additional partner throughout 2023,
yes.
2024. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our
priority is to bring our single pill business forward. Huh?
Thank you very much. And we will now move on with the questions of Lukas Spang. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. I have just two questions. The first question is relating to CapEx. In one of our last meetings, you mentioned that from 2023 onwards, you will now have more CapEx spending. So the question is, what is your CapEx plan for this year? And the second question is related to the mentioned governance topic. You said that you have implemented a whistleblowing hotline. So I think a hotline is, in terms of whistleblower protection, not the best case. So why did you not choose, for example, a whistleblowing software to cover this topic?
Regarding whistleblower hotline, so it's an external lawyer. And he also works for other stock-listed companies in Germany, and therefore we switched to him. And so for whistleblowers, it's the perfect way because it's anonymous. It's external, not internal. So for them, calling someone or giving it in a web tool, I think, of course, can make a difference. But even if you have a web-based tool, some people want to call someone, yes, because they do not trust if they put in something into a web-based tool that it's really trustworthy. And it's also a matter of cost. Yeah, so we are a small company and using a special software would have cost a lot more for us. So for us was a cost-benefit approach. And until now, there was no call in the last months. If it would be a bigger company, of course, there might be some case of switching to a web-based tool. But currently, I think it's a good thing. We were small and we are a young company. We are learning. And it's also a governance journey for us.
Mm-hmm. So then CapEx.
First question.
Reading CapEx, we made some new contracts this year already announced. So the CapEx is so around 8 to 10 million euros.
In 2022.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. And we will now move on with the questions from the person who has dialed in with the phone number ended by 80. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, it's Ramon Huber from Lima Capital. Just two questions. Coming back on the tenders. So do I understand it right that exclusive means that you are legally safe that nobody can do a tender, and on the others, if somebody could do it.
Yeah, because we are the only manufacturer and company presenting those combinations of substances in the German market, and a tender can only be offered by a sickness fund or health insurance company in Germany if you have the same ingredients, the same substances in. And so being alone is such substances that could not be any tender offer. You can step in a selective contract, but tender or open house contracts are not possible.
Okay, and so your strategy is now to go with the new one on exclusive side?
Of course, that is always a strategy. So the own developments, of course, are very safe. Yep. And for the in-licensing part, you can see it from the past. You have to see is it worth to step in if there is a second competitor or not? See on this 90 package strategy we are doing for Carmen Atromip. But of course, the main strategy is to be exclusive.
Yeah. Ramon, we have also to consider that from our current portfolio, we have the in-licensed products. And when we started with combinations at that time with Tonotec, we were part of UCB, and UCB were not willing to invest in own single pill development. So in this case, we got products from more or less Eastern Europe, and these partners also gave registrations to others. So all two or three companies in Eastern Europe had the same combination and launched then by a partner this in Germany. So for our newly started development, we guess that we will have much more exclusivity over years than in the past. So that's a big move. Yeah?
Okay, thank you. And then the second question is, like you mentioned, after 26 with diabetes and of course the aging and everything, you probably still expecting a lot of growth. So my calculation is like up to 26, you need roughly 25% growth every year to get to this 100 million. Yeah. So how shall we think afterwards? You still think that afterwards you're going to grow with, like, say, 20%? Or could it be even more or go back to 10%? Or what's the roughly guess?
Yeah, it depends. As I mentioned in this chart with the lacking innovation of treatments in hypertension and cardiovascular diseases. So this is driven by the aging trend. What I mentioned with the diabetes, for example, field, this will driven also by the situation that these products, when we will launch single pills, will be perhaps 1 or 2 years out of exclusivity. So that means perhaps these single pills could be with more potential and potential growth than the existing single pills, because when we will launch these products, the market will grow very fast, because these products will substitute also the older generations of diabetes drugs. It's a completely different situation in the hypertension field, where there are no new ACE inhibitors, no new AT1 inhibitors. What we see is that one or two products from a class will concentrate. So for example, in the ACE inhibitor field, the ACE inhibitor Ramipril has a market share in Germany of more than 90%. So this is also one of our tailwind that the substances we have in our single pills will also increase share in their therapeutic class.
To give a number, like, is it, let's say, around 20, or if it's, really good, it could be much more, or?
So from a percentage, I would be careful, because 20% from 40 million are 8 million, and 20% from 100 million are 20 million. I think we can deliver additional growth, perhaps double digit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now that what was my thinking, but then you mentioned the new product, so I thought could be much more. So you have to think about, let's say, 10%
of mathematics. You have to deliver much more in absolute numbers, huh?
Of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, Ramon.
Thank you very much. Just a quick reminder, if you have questions left, please raise your virtual hand or place them in the chat. I kindly ask you to answer the question of Jens Bieber, as he can't read the answer in the chat box. The question was, what is the absolute salary Apontis had to pay in 2022 in absolute terms? Which positions are located in financial assets?
So I think I already included in the chat. So the total salary was 17.6 million euros. And the financial assets are pension assets. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And we have received a question from Hans-Peter Neuroth. What are the prospects of the existing single pill portfolio for 2023 pill by pill? For which products do you expect growth? Which products face a headwind, volume and or price-wise?
So we will not give details to one single product by product, but what we can announce is that we will have for most of the products growth versus this year. And as I already mentioned, is that we have a headwind with Atorimib. So we expect that in the first and two quarters, we will have a decrease versus last year. And we expect that in Q3 and four, we will come back and get then much higher sales than in Q1 and Q2.
Okay, thank you very much. And it seems that there are no further questions. Thank you for the questions. And thank you very much, Mr. Gast, Mr. Zimmermann, and Mr. Mills, for the detailed presentation and your time answering all those questions. For some final remarks, I hand over to Mr. Gast.
Yeah, thank you for the the interest in Apontis Pharma. So for the year 2022, we are satisfied with the achievements. For the year 2023, you see there are some challenges for Atogomib, but we are very confident that with the activities we will launch this year, that we will be able to produce growth for the single pill portfolio. I think we are also very good positioned with our sales force. And also I think there are also opportunities that the end of the COVID pandemic will give more patients the chance to see their doctors and then to get more single pills than last year's. So thank you for your interest. And if there are questions open, please do not hesitate to contact us.